Clean fields and higher yield potential start with a strong battle plan. For soybean growers, there's no stronger ally than Sonic herbicide. When applied pre-emergence, Sonic stops hard-to-control weeds before they can invade soybean fields. And with long-lasting residual control, it keeps working to defend against yield robbers like mare's tail and giant ragweed.
Visit sonicherbicide.com and put the dedicated service of Dow AgroSciences to work in your fields. Always read and follow label directions.
It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here at the Proceed booth at the International Crop Expo. And there has been a company that Abby Wick tweets about a lot. And we're going to find out why right now. Indigo Ag. First of all, Steve, it's Ficicello, right?
You nailed it. It's Ficicello. It's a tough one to pronounce. I'm the only redheaded Italian you'll ever meet.
With a nice little shapely goatee
there. Hey, there we go.
Yeah. And so, Indigo, your territory is the southern half of North Dakota.
Yes. So, I cover the southern half of North Dakota. We have a rep that covers the north half as well. You know, as you and I were just kind of talking about, a couple of Indigo's key tenets to our business is, number one, making farmers more profitable, improving the health of the soil, number two, and meeting consumer needs, number three.
So those are lofty and well-worded mission statements.
They are.
What do you do for a farmer?
Sure. So we have an online marketplace for buying and selling grain. We give farms the opportunity to put out a cash offer or a basis offer at no charge to them, delivery radius that they want to deliver in, and a delivery time frame. And we try and help them find a buyer for that. We've got a team that works on these deals to help them find a couple of extra pennies in the deal. We also have some pricing tools to help them get a premium for their grain. The big talk that we're talking to a lot of growers about is our carbon program, where we're offering a financial incentive to do things that's good for your soil and traps carbon in your soil. Things like crop rotation, use of cover crops, minimal tillage, all of that helps sequester carbon and keep it there. And we're willing to pay farmers for that.
Now, there was the carbon credit marketplace here in a few years ago, a decade ago. Again, mm-hmm. That kind of fell by the wayside a little bit. You're doing that not on a federal basis. You're doing it on a private company basis. Huh?
Correct.
Why?
If you think about it this way, you know, the market has changed greatly in 10 years. There's a much larger focus on carbon in the atmosphere and climate change. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is building this private infrastructure to address these issues that the consumers are asking somebody addresses. A lot of large corporations have a mission to address these things and their carbon footprint. We're providing them an outlet and helping farmers become more profitable in that process.
This morning at the Ag Outlook Forum in Arlington, Virginia, USDA's Ag Outlook Forum, Ag Secretary Sandy Perdue announced a new initiative for USDA to reduce the carbon footprint of agriculture by 50% by 2050. So I guess you guys are right in line. You're
that's right.
Trendy.
Yeah. This is a great opportunity to do something like that. You know, sequestering carbon through agricultural soils is the quickest way to have an impact on the amount of carbon in the atmosphere. And a program like what we have is going to help farmers be viewed as the solution instead of part of the problem, as sometimes they are viewed.
What is, I guess it is, whether it's the millennials out there now, but there are people who are pushing that issue very strongly. But there's also a lot of misinformation out there, too, isn't there?
There is. You know, I think as our urban areas become more populated and people become more disconnected from the agricultural community, you're going to see more of that disconnect from what farming looks like, where we live, and how we work. So a program like our carbon program and bringing farming to more of the, giving them a seat at the table of this discussion is going to give farmers the opportunity to be viewed in a different light by these urban setting people.
How easy or how difficult is it to talk to a farmer about carbon capture in his soil? I mean, is that still kind of a fuzzy concept way out in the future, or are somebody saying, I can do that tomorrow? Yeah.
It's all over the board, and we have people in place, as a company, Indigo does, to help you wherever you are in that journey, to help you find a way to take advantage of this program. It's a free program. It doesn't require anything for you to sign up. We've got myself as an account manager, another one in North Dakota, one in Minnesota, and we also have agronomists that are there to help you work towards some of these things that are good for your soil and are going to pull more carbon.
So if Let's talk specific numbers then. For a farmer who says, okay, I am able to, this year I've got some prevent plant, so let's put some cover crop in there. What's that worth to a farmer?
That's a great question. That's a question we get all the time. The answer is today, we don't quite know. We're building the algorithm with the acres that we get signed up for this program. Currently, we have 7 million acres across the country signed up. We are soil sampling some of those acres to build our algorithm to figure out what you're doing on your farm, on the soil type that you have, how much carbon you should be sequestering.
And then you will measure that carbon sequestration over a period of time and then pay the farmer for it.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. There's a little more to it, and you know, if anybody listening is interested, we can definitely get into the weeds on that in a face-to-face meeting or over the phone. Our account managers are here to help farmers learn more about this program and learn more about improving the health of their soil and sequestering more carbon.
All right. What kind of input or feedback have you gotten from farmers here at the ICE Show?
We've gotten some great feedback. You know, I tell farmers in North Dakota and in parts of Minnesota that we're the largest ag company they've never heard of. We've got 1,000 employees. We've raised over $850 million, and we're growing exponentially. So we've had some great feedback of people who have just heard about Indigo today or people that have been interacting with us who've transacted grain with us. It's been really, really great.
All right. So the carbon capture is, like I say, it's something a little more tenable for the future, but the marketplace that you described earlier, hooking up sellers of grain with buyers of grain. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that for a little bit. What's the process there?
Yeah, it's very, very simple. Again, you know, to get signed up is free. To put out a cash offer as a farmer or to put out a basis offer, we do not charge anything for that. You know, going back to our key tenet of making farmers more profitable, this is one of the ways that we're doing that. So to create a account on our marketplace website, doesn't cost you anything, and as soon as you log on, it'll list every single bid in your area from buyers. We're working with buyers to try and come together and get their bids in front of customers that they may be working with now, but even in a larger range than they're used to reaching. And the same goes for farmers. We can help them find buyers that might need their grain a little bit more than somebody nearby.
That's a great service. I mean, and the carbon capture concept is obviously limiting or preventing some or trying to control climate change in the future. These are all good things. How does Indigo monetize that? I mean, how are you able to make some money as a company?
Yeah, so there's a few different ways that we make money. You know, we have a microbial seed treatment, and that's where the foundation of this company started from. Everything else has grown around our microbial, which is a true endophyte. We make some money on that. In the carbon program, there is a transaction involved with it. Our goal is to sell these carbon credits to corporations to offset their carbon footprint. Mm-hmm. We hold some of that back because we are building that market and we are the transaction place for that.
Okay. All right. Super. Well, again, all lofty things, the biggest ag company that farmers have never heard of. So, and here you are, a Grand Forks kid.
That's right.
Young man, actually.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I am a millennial, so both could work depending upon who you're talking to.
Okay, all right. Got your foot in the door in both departments.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, well, what's the easiest way for farmers to get a hold of you and find you and maybe have a little discussion?
Yeah, so you can visit our website at indigoag.com. If you want to reach out to me directly, my number is 218-791-0951. I would love to chat with you and see if there's any way we can help the farmers that are listening.
And you are, I suppose your contact info is on the website?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep. Yep.
All right. Where is home, where is Indigo Ag based out of?
We have a business office in Memphis. That's where a lot of our marketing things and our grower facing things happen. But we also have a research lab in Boston. So we're constantly working on this microbial and trying to find new ways to address issues that plants in the field face. And that's where that is done.
All right. And let's talk about the micro. We've got about 2 minutes to go here. The seed treatment, how does that work?
Yeah. So lucky for me, we have agronomists that are stationed in the field. So they are much smarter on this stuff than I am. Mm-hmm. But basically, it is a living organism that we can treat your seed with. We have a treatment for soybeans, corn, wheat, oats, and a couple other crops out there. And what we've developed is something that helps make a plant a little more efficient with its nutrient usage, nutrient scavengers, if you will. We partnered with Anheuser-Busch to produce rice that uses 10% less water down in the southern U.S., and we were able to do that with our microbial treatment. So if you're interested in microbials, you know, this is something a little bit different, a little bit new, something that I would love to, you know, talk deeper with an agronomist present so I don't step over my own feet here.
Yeah. Well, it's, again, farmers are interested in getting biology in the soil and with cover crops and keeping things going. They're interested in micronutrients.
That's right.
More than just N, P, and K. So microbials are another tool where in the future farmers are going to be able to make more money.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
All right, Steve Picasello, account manager here in the Dakotas, southern North Dakota for Indigo Ag. Again, the website for producers to get more info.
IndigoAg.com.
Doesn't get much more simpler than that.
There it is.
Wish you lots of luck, Steve, in 2020.
Thank you for your time.
And I guess thank you for doing good things when it comes to carbon capture and, you know, helping farmers make more money.
Hey, we're doing our best.
All righty. Thank you.